This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape begins a journey to fight for a future for apes and humans alike. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
As you may have realized, I watch a lot of sports. That's why I like Prime Video. It has all my sports in one app, like the National Women's Soccer League, included with Prime. Plus, you can buy Premier Boxing or stream the NHL and NBA playoffs on Max with the Bleacher Report Sports add-on, or add Paramount Plus for the Masters on CBS. Prime Video. It's all your favorite sports in one place. Restrictions apply. Prime membership required for add-on subscriptions. See amazon.com/AmazonPrime for details.
Seton, what if I told you there's a bacon, then there's number one thick cut, tastes like a touchdown in your mouth bacon?
You must be talking about Wright brand bacon, because mm-hmm. they are not playing when it comes to the premium quality of their bacon.
It's thick cut, hand trimmed, and real wood smoke, real. And you can tell.
So why settle for average bacon when you can have the real stuff?
That's right. And if you're looking to upgrade any meal, try Wright brand bacon. That's called Wright brand bacon. You won't regret it.
Experience bacon the right way.
You are listening to The Dan Patrick Show on Fox Sports Radio.
Thanks for listening to The Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 to noon Eastern, or 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Dan Patrick Show at foxsportsradio.com, or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR. Or stream us live on the Peacock app. Well, they almost did. It's hour two on this Monday, Dan and the Danettes. That's hour two on Monday, not hour two on Tuesday. It's day one of the week. It's Monday, but it's hour two. Best and worst of the weekend. What you saw that you liked, you can weigh in on the conversation that we have. I kind of lost track of things. So you guys are the Danettes, right?
Sure.
Okay. And that's Todd, Seton, Marvin, Pauly. Okay.
And are we named after planets or something like that?
No.
No. And we're not Danettes either.
You're the Danettes. Okay. Yes, you are. All right. 877-3DP show. Operator Tyler standing by. Best and worst of the weekend. We'll give you hours coming up. Spent a lot of time first hour. We talked about some of the big wins, bad losses. Cowboys -1.5 at the Chargers coming up tonight. Washington over Oregon. Notre Dame rolls USC. North Carolina, Florida State, Michigan, Georgia, Ohio State, Penn State, Oklahoma, all undefeated. Jets, surprise, surprise. That was Pauly's big prediction. Jets beat the Eagles. Browns survived the Niners. Lions and Dolphins and Jags roll. By the way, and it's an oh, by the way, the Rangers did win game one of the ALCS. They're up 1-0 on the Astros game two later today. Diamondbacks and the Phillies will be game one. But the big game coming up tonight, Cowboys -1.5 against the Chargers. Seton, poll question for hour two is going to be what?
Dan, hour one, we had who was had the worst weekend. Your options were Colorado, USC, 49ers, Eagles, and Deshaun Watson. It's in that order. Colorado with 40% of the vote, and USC with 35%. Mm. Other than that, nobody really cares. Mm. Okay. How about that?
Nobody cares.
Yep. Yeah, Deshaun Watson's barely got any votes. Eagles barely have any. 49ers have a little bit, but I think that's just people trying to hate on Brock Purdy, which not possible.
Mm. Okay, yep.
Are you a little shocked that Colorado beat USC in this poll? Colorado was not playing for anything big. They're not going anywhere big. This is Caleb Williams. You brought him. You poached the coach, the quarterback. You're supposed to be at least in the playoffs this year, USC.
That's Deion Sanders' backlash.
Yeah.
This vote.
Okay.
We've already had two callers today being like, why is everybody so scared to criticize Prime?
Yeah.
It's like, I haven't heard anybody scared to criticize him. I don't even understand where that talking point's coming from.
Oh, I've witnessed people kind of mince words sometimes, measure what they're saying about Deion. There's the overcoverage of Deion. I mean, that's not Deion's fault. The media overcovered. I think they're careful about... Because Deion is gold for everybody. Still gold when he comes on the show. If it's an interview, 60 Minutes sits down with him. Everybody's making money off Deion. But this is that they got roughed up. And it should be point. You know, it was a Friday night, too. So that was one of those, oh, by the way, either you didn't know it was going on or you probably went to bed when it's 29-0 there. But that's a historical collapse because it's at home against a bad team. And you're supposed to be a good team or at least a competitive team. And you let that one get away. I mean, they're very fortunate that they have won a couple of games. You know, the TCU one, it's big because it was to start out his career. They were 21-point underdogs the entire offseason. That's all you saw was 21-point underdog. And then TCU is not a good team. But at the time when they beat them, that was a big moment there. And then they beat Colorado State in dramatic fashion. But, you know, they got brought back down to earth a few times against good football teams. But that's inexcusable to lose to Stanford. Absolutely. Yeah, Mark.
Yeah, and Caleb Williams and Lincoln Riley, they weren't on the cover of Time magazine. Deion was.
Odds to win the Heisman. Michael Penix Jr. III is the overwhelming favorite. Second on the list. Well, I got a tie for second. Anybody take a guess? The other two players who are in second place, according to DraftKings Heisman list. Todd?
I'm going to say May and Nix.
May is not there. And who was the other one?
Bo Nix.
Bo Nix. No, he's not there.
No.
No.
So I would have said Bo Nix.
Okay. Paulie?
Corum from Michigan?
Nope.
No.
It's a quarterback's award.
Oh.
One is going to surprise you. One has played really well and just came off a great game. Dylan Gabriel, Oklahoma. J.J. McCarthy at Michigan.
Really?
Yes. Then it's Jordan Travis, Jaden Daniels, Drake May, Caleb Williams. Caleb Williams is now plus 2,000. He was plus 220 to start the weekend. Had second best odds. Now, he's not even in the top five. Yeah, Paulie.
How much, if at all, does this open the door for maybe the number one draft pick isn't set yet commentary?
Well, we're due for that because the analysts have run out of things to say about Caleb Williams. Now you have to start going, well, Michael Penix, Drake May. We've already had that last week on the show. You know, Ryan Leaf said, I'd take Michael Penix. Dan Orlovsky loves Drake May. So it's already started just a little bit here because Caleb Williams has been there, won the Heisman. Now he's back. Now we're watching. Now we want to know, is it real? Because he can't play the way he plays at USC. I mean, he just won't have that time back there. He's a wonderful talent. But this is where when you get the analysts to look at these guys and then you get the scouts to look at these guys, when the scouts get to look at them, that's when they'll go, oh, he's got a little hitch. Or, you know what? He has a problem with this. They'll start to, you know, splice him up a little bit here. But that's what their job is. They don't care. I mean, it's not like they're going to say it publicly and somebody's going to be like, how can you say that about Caleb Williams? Their job is to get information and then give it to their team. And that is, and then sometimes it gets out where somebody doesn't like a player or really likes a player, but they'll start to pick apart Caleb Williams. And they'll do the same with Drake May and Shador Sanders and Michael Penix Jr. I mean, I'll ask David Pollack, formerly of College Game Day. He'll join us coming up. What's he see with Michael Penix? You know what he does? Man, does he put the ball in tight windows. And I love seeing that. He's a fun, fun quarterback to watch. And I remember when he was in Indiana. And if you could make Indiana interesting at noon on Saturday, he made him relevant. He was a good player. Yeah, Paulie.
I was watching. This is a weird one. I was watching the Carolina Panthers, and the quarterback, Bryce Young, was dropping back. And every time he dropped back, whoever the analyst was in the game was like, you know what? He sets his feet, and he doesn't move in the pocket. He just stands there flat-footed. And after he said it once or twice, I was like, he does stand there flat-footed a lot. Maybe that's why Bryce Young's having such a bad season. I have no idea why that's in my head, but this commentator was saying it all during the Carolina Panthers game the other day, and now I think that he's got a problem with his throwing motion.
Anybody bring this up when he was at Alabama coming into the draft?
I have no idea.
I mean, I'm curious.
Real or not.
Yeah. I remember, you know, they were talking about something really small with Will Levis, Kentucky quarterback. It'd be like, you know, that delivery, you know, you're not going to be able to do that in the pros. I don't know. You know, there's certain things where you go, that's transferable, and then other things like you can't. Caleb Williams gets a lot of time. Well, sometimes he's running for his life back there. But you just don't get 5 seconds, 6 seconds to be able to decide where you want to throw the football. All right, we'll give you our best and worst of the weekend coming up. Dale in Iowa. Good morning, Dale. How are you?
I'm doing well, Dan. Yourself?
Spectacular, Dale. Thank you.
So I'll start with my worst. I was one of those who fell asleep when it was 29-0 Colorado, only to wake up the next day and go, holy crap. My best of the weekend, I was one of 55,646 who watched the Iowa women take on DePaul in Kinnick Stadium. 52 degrees at tip-off, winds out of the northwest 15 degrees. Yeah, there were a few air balls, but it was incredible atmosphere for women's basketball. It turned out to be a pretty good game. And I especially want to credit DePaul. I mean, they came in, did a wonderful job with the kid captain who's been struggling with bone cancer since she's been 4 years old. She's now 11. It was just an incredible environment.
Yeah, Iowa drawing 55,000 for a women's basketball game. And they ended up beating DePaul. This was an exhibition. Pretty remarkable. the previous record was just under 30,000 by Connecticut and Oklahoma, national title game in the Alamo Dome. But, you know, Caitlin Clark, 34 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists. She's back. fun to watch. But, you know, when you're playing outside like that, now all of a sudden you got, you know, you're like a field goal kicker or a quarterback. You're like, degree of difficulty, I got to factor it in like a golfer with the wind. Like the wind coming out of the, all right, I'm about to shoot this way. Yes, Marv.
I'm disappointed. I'm looking at Iowa's schedule. No LSU.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
No Women's Jimmy V Classic?
I was hoping that they would have had something like this for those two programs. Starting right now, you have an exhibition game, and you're able to do something on a grand scale. Now, LSU is going to say, you come down to LSU, we're not going out to Iowa. Which would be fine. You know, if you want to play like a night game, that'd be awesome.
Oh.
That'd be awesome.
Tailgate?
Yes. You imagine that?
How are they dropping the ball on that?
But I threw this out as soon as the national title game was over. I'm like, wait, these guys, they have to play each other. Now, you'll probably get, well, you don't want to ruin the rematch. You want to wait until they meet in the tournament. I'm like, okay. How about you have, we love trilogies. How about you have another one? Hopefully Iowa wins that one, too. Because I don't know how good Iowa is, but I know LSU is going to be dominating again. Dominating. Caitlin Clark may have to average close to 40 this year. And I wouldn't put it out of her reach. She imagine getting the green light. When did she tell us she got the green light? Like fifth grade? I think she was allowed to shoot whenever she wanted to. And she was on the boys' team. Like, you got the green light. Oh, God. What that must be like. What that must be like.
How would you do outside?
Outside?
Like playing a college basketball game, a real college basketball game outside where, you know, you get the sun, the wind, the crowd noise behind you. That must be really tough shooting.
Yeah, there could be depth. You know, that was always the big issue. When you had a basketball game inside a football stadium, the depth perception was always off. Like that takes a little while to pick up on that. So I would imagine it would be a little bit of a challenge with that. Then you throw in the weather. Yes, Todd?
And you have your scarf on, which is kind of weird. So, you know, a little apricot scarf.
That I would have my scarf
on? Golden boy, take that scarf off.
No.
I just poked you a little bit.
No, it didn't hurt. No, I'm not. Trust me. No, I'm not. It doesn't bother me.
Just picture you wearing a scarf, dribbling. You know.
What my coach said to me and called me Golden Boy. It's all right. He could have used other words. All right, let's be honest. He used Golden Boy. Yes.
You got the last laugh.
Yeah, kind of. Yes, Mark.
At Crappensburg State, they don't have scarves. They have ascots.
Okay.
Ascots.
Oh, okay. Nice, Mark.
All right. Are we going to put out Crappensburg State ascots?
It's definitely possible.
Campus bookstore. They can't keep up with the demand.
I think we need to get, like, hats, you know, winter hats. Just says crap you on it. Mitch in Alabama. Hi, Mitch. What's on your mind today?
Hey, DP, what's going on, brother? Hey. What's up, back room? Okay, so hey, first, if you allow me, I want to shout out my wife. We celebrated her 43rd birthday this weekend. Took her to New York Prime in Buckhead, Atlanta.
All right.
Quite the spot. Yeah, man, first time I ever had a tomahawk steak, and Paula would like this one now. I upgraded, put on my big boy pants, went from whiskey, shot it up to Johnny Walker Red Label for the weekend.
Okay, how about that, Mitch? How much did it cost you, Mitch?
I spent...
Wait a minute, hold on. Hold on. Dinner for two, right? Dinner for two.
Yes, sir.
Steakhouse. Great steakhouse.
And yes, sir.
Was there any wine?
There was wine. One of my buddies, one of my baseball teammates, he's one of these wine gurus that talks about the color and the smell and all that. We just ordered it. He said it was about a $200.
No, you're not supposed to help us. We're trying to guess. Now we can guess the dinner. Todd, you're terrible at this. I'll start with you.
Were there appetizers, dessert, and all that?
I'm not going to ask you
that. I'm going to say $683.12.
All right. $683.12. Seton O'Connor.
I'm going to go a little lower. I'm going to say, man, the $200. The first number that popped in my head was $375.
All right.
I'm a little light, though.
Marvin?
I'm going to go $430.
Paulie?
Wow, that $200 wine really.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
$412.
I'm going to go $496.15. Mitch?
Hold on.
Hold on.
What? Are we going with or without tip? I went without tip.
No, this is without tip.
Okay.
All right. What was the price?
Below the Mendoza line, $423, left $100 tip.
All right.
All right, well done.
All right, well done, Mitch.
Well done, Mitch.
Very generous.
That's a good night.
Happy birthday to your wife. Well done.
43.
Yeah. That's getting it done.
Yeah.
Steak dinner.
Heck yeah, man. Yeah. Tomahawk.
Somebody recommends a bottle of wine.
And you go big on
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
You make us look bad.
I know. I like that.
$200.
Yeah.
That's a hell of a bottle.
Yeah. Well... It's jacked up three times.
Yeah.
So it's probably a $70 bottle of wine.
There are a few things worse than when you go into a restaurant and you look at the wine menu and you recognize a million of those bottles from the store you go into locally.
Yeah.
And you're like, there's no way I'm paying $75 for this $12 bottle of wine.
I always ask, if there's a sommelier, I always say, give me something you think is worth the money. And now then they'll go, well, what's your price range? I'll say $150. What is something that you say is worth the money? And then they always steer you away from the brand names. It's like, you know what? I love this Argentinian red, and it's I got this mole back here. I'm like, all right. And then he always says, hey, if you don't like it, I get to drink it. So have you seen when they have the little cup that they have around their neck?
No.
Yeah, the sommelier will then... taste it. So he's got a little small cup that he has around his neck. They probably have a better name for it than the little cup around your neck. But yeah, and then if you don't like it, then he says, then I get to have it. I go, all right.
What do you mean have it? He keeps the bottle and you take it home?
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, you can't serve it.
Guess once it's open.
Yeah.
Are people still sniffing corks and,
yeah, some do.
Moving it around their mouth and spitting it out like
I never understood that. I look for the legs always. And that's when you swirl it around, then you just see if it's got some legs. And then you just feel the cork. If the cork is pliable, then I always think it's a good bottle. You know, a nice seal. But I don't need to do the smelling and then put it in my mouth. Don't need to do that. Okay, let's take a break. David Pollack will join us. More phone calls. We'll give you our best and worst of the weekend. Our good buddy Ross Tucker will join us in the final hour of the program. Take a break. Back after this. Did you know that being the victim of identity theft can create lasting negative effects? So this includes damage to your credit rating, employment background checks, that being compromised, jeopardizing your ability to pay bills on time. It's a mess. It's important to understand how cybercrime and identity theft affect our lives every day because we expose so much personal information. So it's easier for a cybercriminal to steal your identity. Protecting your identity can be made easy with LifeLock. They detect and alert you to potential identity threats you may not spot on your own. If you become a victim of identity theft, a dedicated U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. It's easy to help protect yourself with LifeLock. Join now. Save up to 25% off your first year. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick. So it's 1-800-LIFELOCK or you can go to LifeLock.com. Make sure you use the promo code Patrick for 25% off. LifeLock.com. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Well, it's halftime and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up and you say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
We know that quality sleep is essential, and that's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs, so you can choose what's right for you and your partner whenever you want. Two beds in one, firmer or softer on each side, you decide. And it helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature as well, quiets their snoring, so you stay sleeping comfortably all night long. Sleep Number does everything. My Sleep Number setting is 75. Sleep Number smart beds learn how you sleep. They provide personalized insights to help you sleep better. You will never need another bed. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now save 40% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com. When the night shift starts, the nightmare begins. Five Nights at Freddy's, in theaters and streaming now on Peacock, October 27th. How was that read, Todd?
I love that. It was kind of spooky.
Yeah?
Totally in the Halloween mood right now.
When the night shift starts, the nightmare begins.
Ask me a Kit Kat. This is great.
Do you only have, what are those snow caps.
In the movie theater.
In the movies.
You only have them in the movie theater, right?
I can't imagine anyone eating that anywhere else but a movie
Raisinettes,
theater.
Raisinettes, Goobers.
Yeah, there's certain, they're just movie theater snacks that you have, and you don't have them anyplace else.
Thin Mints.
Yeah.
Or no, not Thin Mints, Junior Mints.
Junior Mints.
Cookie dough bites or something.
Yes, Marv.
Icy's are a must. I'll throw a fit. Like, what do you mean you have blue Icy's? We have red. Disgusting.
Oh,
red,
man.
The blue Icy's.
Wow. Wow.
And they said that'd be $18. Oh, just for this?
Sunday night, it'll be Tua Tagovailoa and the Dolphins battling Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. That'll be on NBC and Peacock. That is tasty. Some of the other matchups you all have. So Miami at Philadelphia, Detroit at Baltimore. That's good, too. That's a 1 o'clock game next Sunday. San Francisco at Minnesota. How about that? Remember when Kyle Shanahan wanted Kirk Cousins to run his offense? He at least tried to get him. And then he traded for Jimmy Garoppolo. But he did want Kirk D. Cousins. And then you could do the payroll disparity with Kirk Cousins. He makes $35 million, and Brock Purdy makes $889,000. So he makes 1/39th of what Kirk Cousins makes. Just some of the NFL games for next week. How about the college schedule? This is a good week for college football.
Good week. Big noon on Fox is Penn State, Ohio State. Yee. Plan accordingly. Mm. That is early.
That's tasty.
Wow.
Let's see. Wazoo at Oregon. Tennessee at Bama. That was a great game last year. Let's see what else is.
We fell in love with Hendon Hooker.
Yes.
And then guy got hurt. He was good.
Texas at Houston. Lightly saucy. Michigan at Michigan State. Michigan State is usually puts up a threat in that game, but here's a fun one. Duke ranks 16th at Florida State, and that's an important game.
Yeah.
How funny is that?
Yeah.
Utah, USC, Arizona State at 1-5 at Washington. I have a question for you, Dan.
Okay.
Air Force is ranked 22nd. They're 6-0. Mm-hmm. If Air Force, a service academy, somehow runs the table, that would be a really feel-good story.
Nope.
They can't get a sniff, right?
No. No.
But, okay, but a Cincinnati can.
Well, Cincinnati, as we found out, had NFL players.
Yeah.
That helped. You had Sauce Gardner, even Desmond Ridder. I mean, they had another wide receiver who I think might be on a roster. But they had talent. You know, the concern is you're going to get a blowout. Now, we've had that. Notre Dame's been blown out in the Final Four. But you want to have competitive games.
I was curious, though, if a service academy being 12-0 would garner enough national attention to cause a groundswell. They don't have a team. They don't play a ranked team this year. They don't have any big hitters on their schedule.
Yeah.
Air Force.
I'm anxious when we have a 12-team playoff, because now all of a sudden you're looking at what's going on and saying, okay, well, look at the top 15 right now, or the top 20. So you have 25 teams who could factor in and make the playoffs. This is why I was in favor of it. Now, I know that there were people that we had on, analysts, who said, oh, you know, it ruins the regular season. No, it brings more teams into the postseason, which is why you're playing the regular season, to be, you know, feted by being able to play in big games. You know? And that to me is what would be great. If you could get an Air Force or, you know, one of these schools, an outlier, that would be fun with 12 teams. And it doesn't ruin the whole thing. If 12, you know, Air Force played Georgia, Georgia would win the game. You hope that it would be, you know, at least competitive. But if they get blown out, you don't go, oh, they never should have been there. They were one of the 12 best teams, let's say. I'm all in favor of that. But I think you're going to have, you know, teams that have three losses make the 12-team playoff. Because it could be, you know, Notre Dame, you know, a team like Alabama, LSU, you know, those teams, because the schedule is so good, they might get into the playoffs if they were having, you know, three loss season. But that's not this year. David Pollack used to be on College Game Day and former NFL player and All-American at Georgia, and kind enough to join us on the program. All right, let me start with Oregon and Washington. Some of the game time decisions, late game decisions there with Dan Lanning. How do you explain his philosophy?
I don't know. I don't have an explanation for you, Dan. I'm sitting there going like, what are we doing? I mean, I get it. And listen, Oregon and Dan Lanning, like they want to be aggressive, right? Like that's their mindset, and aggressive, aggressive, aggressive. I think there's a fine line between aggressive and reckless. And I think that was a little bit reckless when you're at midfield, you know, around that area. I don't know, man. I don't think they had a lot of confidence to stop Michael Penix Jr. And probably rightfully so. And you saw he scored, and then they had time to go down and try to kick a field goal to tie it. And maybe that was the thought process that you weren't going to do it. But man, oh man. And listen, these analytics, Dan, they drive me nuts. I mean, it's just strange to watch. Like you're sitting there watching. There was another game I'm watching, the Falcons game yesterday. And you're going, they're down by 14 and they score with 14 minutes left in the fourth quarter and they go for two. And I'm like, what are we doing? Like, I know that little sheet of paper says if they kick a field goal and then we do this, and if we get it, I think sometimes we outthink it, man. I think I'm punting the football, trying to down them inside the one, get a few sacks, rush them a little bit, make something happen. It was an interesting decision by Oregon.
What do you take away from Washington and Michael Penix Jr.?
I tell you what, man, I knew coming into the game Oregon was going to have a better run game. I thought it would be easier for them. I thought Oregon's up front would win a lot more. But do you see the ball placement that he plays with? I mean, he just – First of all, the lefty just looks fun. It just looks good coming out. Like, it just, it looks sweet. But the ball placement, the weapons out wide at wide receiver, I think they're going to be a tough out. And listen, if you look across college football, I don't think Washington's defense is elite. But again, are we comparing them to everybody else where I can poke holes in everybody. There's not a single team in this playoff picture this year that I can go, that's a dominant team on both sides of the football. So when you have him, and you have those weapons, and you have an offense. I think that they're going to have a shot to do what they want. Listen, the schedule sets up great too. If you haven't been to Washington, by the way, that's a tough place to play, man. Like they are a rabid fan base. Like it is very in the South feel to it. Like it's nuts, and they've got a great schedule at home. So if you think Washington's a purple flash in the pan, you're wrong.
How does USC not have a defense?
I mean, okay, so your defensive philosophy leaves a lot to be questioned. You know, they believe in stunting up front, you know, the majority of the time. They believe in playing deep coverage. You know, the way they've recruited, obviously, you know, you can tell that a lot of the bullets go to the other side of the football, which is fine, but a system that is, you know, and listen, if you want to be honest, it's just not the system that builds a lot of, you don't see a lot of toughness. I don't see a lot of physicality, let's put it that way, on both sides of the line of scrimmage. And we've seen over the years, whether you spread it out and put more emphasis on quarterbacks and speed and the outside, in the end, if I got guys that can win in the trenches, I can change the numbers advantage that everybody likes to play with. And I just don't see a lot of, you know, blocking for Caleb Williams up front was a struggle. The defensive line stopping the run and getting a consistent pass rush was a struggle.
But
so
is
the
it
line
talent,
of scrimmage,
David? Is it talent that they're lacking, or is it philosophy that they're lacking?
I think that I don't think they have a lot of depth of talent up front, but I do think the philosophy needs to continue to be tweaked. So I will say that I think they could do more with what they have.
Talking to David Pollack, Georgia looks vulnerable. Like, it feels like there's not a great team. So you handicap your alma mater.
Well, Brock Bowers being banged up changes it too. Yeah. Let's see what comes out about him. But I would be surprised if he's back in the next couple weeks. And they're an offensive team. I think they're a team that you're going to have to depend on Carson Beck, who's, listen, he's a flamethrower. Like, that dude's got an arm. He's got poise. He's got weapons with McConkie, and you see Ra-Ra Thomas starting to come on, you know, another a transfer from Mississippi State. So I think they're good enough to score with anybody. Stopping people is going to continue to be a challenge. You saw it with Vanderbilt again. I mean, yeah, the defense is, if you turn on a game the last 2 years and you watch Georgia's defense and you turn it on now, you're like, what happened? And here's the thing. You don't have runs like that. Like, all of those guys that you saw during those 2 year run, they're all playing on Sundays. If you turn the tape off, like, you start watching Sundays, like, oh yeah, I remember that guy. That guy played defense at Georgia. I mean, all 11 of the defensive starters for the first national championship, they all got drafted. So, I mean, it's going to look different. But if you look at the schedule, Ole Miss is going to be a problem. A running quarterback with a system that can also run the football, throw the football a little bit more. But again, that's at home. Missouri is their next toughest game. That's at home. So it is a tough place to go to walk into with that crowd, that noise, that atmosphere. It's tough for anybody to go in there and win.
Colorado's up big on Stanford. A lot of people probably turned that off. It was at Friday night. How big a story is Colorado now in college football?
I think the people that wanted to line up and take shots at Deion, it's a big story for them now. Like, they're excited about that. But, man, that was a colossal failure the other night. I mean, that was, you know, you're up 29-0 on an anemic offense in Stanford. You know, you built your team around a Travis Hunter type guy who got beat all night and just got beat all. And listen, the thing I would say watching that is, okay, if I'm Colorado, at what point do I go, I'm up 29? Let's run the football. Let's eat some clock. Let's not play fast. Like, it didn't make a lot of sense to me.
Yeah, but you're not expecting Stanford to come back, though. I mean, I guess in fairness to Deion and Colorado, they want to continue to, you know, put up big numbers there, let everybody see what they're doing there. I don't think they were thinking, you know, Stanford could come back. We got to run the clock.
Well, and then you look up and you say, see what happened was. I mean, so like, and that's the thing, man. Do you want style points? Sure. If you want style points, let it rip. But man, I want to win football games. And when you lose to it, when you have this and you're trending and you beat TCU, and obviously that's not like a big win now. We see that. TCU is not a great football team. But when you start to build momentum, here's the thing. It's easy to build momentum in the beginning of something. Like a lot of coaches come in and build momentum and build energy. The hardest thing to do is sustain it. And when you start losing to 1-4 Stanford, and now the ship looks a little bit different, and creating that tidal wave of recruiting and creating the energy and the buzz, man, it's hard to continue to do. You only kind of get that one shot at it. And I think this kind of takes them down a notch and puts a little chink in the armor.
Good to talk to you as always, David. Thank you for joining us.
Great to talk to you, Dan. Say bye.
David Pollack, former Georgia Bulldog always a Georgia Bulldog and used to be with College Game Day. You know, speaking of ESPN, I was trying to get the right time and maybe get the right tone to bring up Barry Melrose's condition because we found out last week that he retired. He was forced to as a medical condition. But I want to do this publicly, and I want no credit for it, but I want to put it out there publicly because I hope that somebody can tell somebody who can tell somebody. Barry Melrose should be in the Hockey Hall of Fame for his contributions to the game. He was a former player, didn't play long. Then he was a coach, and he's been an analyst at the mothership. I've never met a more professional person in my career at ESPN than Barry Melrose. Now, he would drive, I don't know, it was over an hour every single day that he would come in, always in his suit, ready to go, always. I never saw him in anything but a suit. But he was always willing. You needed him on radio. You need him on ESPN News, whatever. You needed somebody to talk hockey, and he was there. And then they lost the rights to hockey. Barry Melrose and Steve Levy, those two single-handedly were keeping hockey highlights in the rundown on SportsCenter. John Buchegross also played a role as well, that they were fighting hard for that sport. And it cannot be overstated, Barry Melrose's role, and he was well-liked. He did his homework. He cared passionately about it. And I hope whatever time left he has, he's still able to enjoy the sport, watch the sport, be proud of the sport for all the great things that he's done. But if there's somebody out there who's affiliated with the Hockey Hall of Fame, I'd be more than happy to speak on his behalf. You know, I fought hard for John Facenda to be in the Pro Football Hall of Fame because that's a contribution to the game. Barry Melrose deserves to be in the Hockey Hall of Fame. We'll take a break. Back after this. Keeper's Heart is truly a new and unique style of whiskey that brings together the best of Irish and American whiskeys. Why didn't somebody think of this before? Well, because there's nobody quite like Brian Nation. He's one of the best distillers in the world. He works for Keeper's Heart. He rocked the whiskey world when he left Ireland's most famous whiskey company to make Keeper's Heart in the United States. So it's like a star athlete at the top of their game leaving a world championship team to join an upstart. An underdog. Sort of like Tom Brady leaving the Patriots to go to the Buccaneers and then leading them to a Super Bowl. Keeper's Heart combines the smooth character of Irish whiskey and the bold flavors of American whiskeys, delivering a unique taste experience worthy of the record books. By the way, just named the world's best Irish whiskey by the Tasting Alliance with their 10-year single malt. If you're a whiskey fan, give it a try. Also, go to keepersheartwhiskey.com. You'll enjoy $10 off your purchase. keepersheartwhiskey.com, promo code DAN2023. Thanks for listening to the Dan Patrick Show podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday morning, 9 until noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. And you can find us on the iHeartRadio app at FSR or stream us live on the Peacock app.
Hi, this is Jay Glazer, and you may know me from the world of football or fighting or even shows like HBO's Ballers. What you don't know is for my entire life, I have lived in something I refer to as the gray, depression, anxiety. So now I'm coming out with a new podcast, Unbreakable, a mental health podcast with Jay Glazer, where each week, while we talk about mental health, I hope to describe it, give it words. Listen to Unbreakable with Jay Glazer on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
Well, it's halftime, and the scoreboard's not looking good. You're feeling low. You're not sure you can pull out the win. But that's when you dig deep. Lift your head up. You say to yourself, time to get back in the game. Pull off some bank heists. Take as much of your friend's money as you possibly can.
See, and that's right. The smash hit mobile game Monopoly Go lets you compete with your friends to get the most riches and the biggest empire. It's the Monopoly you love, but on your phone, anytime, with tons of new twists, including leaderboards to compare your progress to your buddies. There's so much to do.
Yeah, you could play countless dynamic Monopoly boards. You can make your friends bankrupt by smashing their landmarks with a wrecking ball. That's new. I don't remember that from the old Monopoly game, but it sounds awesome. And you can charge players rent for your iconic properties. Great.
You can even work with your friends to crack open community chests and in tournaments to get extra rewards and climb the leaderboard. I'm in for sure.
So get out there, put on your game face, download Monopoly Go right now for free at the App Store or Google Play. Let's go.
This episode brought to you by 20th Century Studios' Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Director Wes Ball breathes new life into the epic franchise, set several generations after the last installment, in which apes are the dominant species. As a ruthless king attempts to build his empire at the expense of the remaining human race, a young ape will fight for the future of apes and humans alike and embark on a journey that will redefine the planet. Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Enter the kingdom in IMAX on May 10th and in theaters everywhere. Get tickets now.
You've probably put this off long enough. It's time to replace your tires. Tire Rack has the tires that will elevate your game. Touring tires for commuting comfort. How about performance tires for sporty handling? All terrain if you're going on and off-road adventuring. Go to TireRack.com and get started. You're not sure where to begin? I suggest the easy-to-use tire decision guide. Get a personalized tire recommendation, the right tires for how and what and where you drive. Choose from the full lineup of Yokohama tires. Ship fast and free to a recommended installer near you, or choose the convenience of mobile tire installation. They bring the tires to your home or office and install them on site. Go to TireRack.com/Dan, see their Yokohama test results, tire ratings, and consumer reviews, and be sure to check out all the current special offers. Great tires and a great deal. What more could you ask for? That's TireRack.com/Dan. TireRack.com, the way tire buying should be. Best and worst of the weekend. Time to give you ours. Over 100,000 of you have signed up for the newsletter. Comes out every day. Recap of the show. Also, interesting things this day in show history. Todd's scoreboard. Got a lot of things there. And you got some deals on t-shirts. Go to danpatrick.com. And an update on the latest batch of moonshine, pumpkin spiced maple.
One-stop shopping.
Thank you, Todd. Go to danpatrick.com. Enter your email address in the box that slides out bottom right corner. Best and worst of the weekend. Back left. I'm going to start with you, Todd.
Let's do it. Best of the weekend. Notre Dame safety Xavier Watts and the Fighting Irish defense against USC. Watts, two picks, forced fumble, a 15-yard scoop and score in the final minutes, all in one game. The team totaled six sacks, 11 tackles for a loss, three QB hurries, 49-20 game. And the worst of the weekend, Colorado and Michigan State. I'm giving it to both of them. Buffaloes had the 29-0 lead at halftime and blew it. And then the Spartans had an 18-point lead at Rutgers and gave up 21 unanswered points in the fourth quarter. What's happened to Michigan State? RU is 5-2.
Thank you, Todd.
Welcome.
Sean O'Connor.
Your favorite, then, U.S. men's national team in Hartford this weekend. Lost 3-1 to Germany, unfortunately, but they put in a great half. And Christian Pulisic scored an absolute banger. That was great. My other best of the weekend, because I have no negatives from this weekend, Eric Bieniemy, low-key coaching Sam Howell into another year as a starting quarterback. That dude is balling. Both of them are balling. Yeah. Low-key balling. But a little credit where credit is due. Eric Bieniemy, there might be something to that.
Okay. All right. Chiefs miss Eric Bieniemy.
Question mark?
Marvin, best and worst of the weekend.
All right, we're going to go best Dolphins running back, Raheem Mostert.
I like that dude.
He was great when he came on with us after the Super Bowl loss.
I just like him. When he runs hard. And not going to be a star, but he's always there. Somebody goes down, and it's like, oh, Raheem Mostert, come on in. Inexpensively great.
Yeah, great insurance policy. Three touchdowns and a win over Carolina. Worst of the weekend, the New England Patriots, 1-5.
Yeah, but how can that be the – like, you're surprised that they lost that game?
Well, the worst is they're 1-5 for the first time since 1995.
Okay. Yeah, but you don't care about the Patriots. You're a Niners fan.
I don't, but that's a given that the Niners – if that was the case, I would talk about UConn all the time,
oh,
but
okay.
I don't care.
Paulie, best and worst of the weekend.
In a great uniform game, Air Force beat Wyoming. What great uniforms on both sides of the ball, completely different. Air Force quarterback Zach Larrier, touchdown run, touchdown pass. Air Force is 6-0. I love them sneaking up the charts a little bit. And another best of the weekend, Iowa women's basketball at Kinnick Stadium. 55,000, almost 56,000 for Iowa DePaul basketball game. I was great as I have two daughters that play basketball. They were sitting there in front of the TV watching every bit of it. Very cool, very impactful.
So you've had the volleyball match at Nebraska, and now you have this at Iowa. Pretty cool. Probably a trend starting, but you have to have that helps having Caitlin Clark coming out to see her, the entire state. Look who's back. James in Virginia. James, where have you been?
Thomas.
Oh, thank you for taking my call, brother. Happy Monday, DP. Damn it. Sorry, man. I'm on baby watch this today. We're taking care of little Genevieve. So we got a first time standing.
Are you whispering? James, are you whispering?
Yes, I apologize. Let me walk.
No, it's okay.
Put her down.
I know, it's okay. Yeah. Okay.
I apologize. We got first time. 1'9" and 3/4, weighing 10 pounds. Miss Genevieve, she is beautiful and wonderful. And yes, she is a Washington fan. Go
of course,
Washington.
Of course. Yeah, love Sam Howell.
Yeah. Don't like seeing him getting sacked so much, though.
Oh, my God. Man. They got to protect him. He's been sacked more than any other quarterback than David Carr back in 2005. Yeah, Paulie.
How great is it that his daughter is born in the post-Daniel Snyder era? She didn't have to live through any of it.
Yeah. What else do you have, James?
Oh, thank you, brother. My best and worst of the weekend, man. My best is Washington, but not the Washington you think about. How about the Huskies and Michael Penix Jr.? I thought it was crazy that Ryan Leaf on Friday said he would take him number one overall. Mm-hmm. But this guy has a Cam Newton-esque smile, big in the pocket, and Pollock said it best, man. He could spin it, man. It is really nice. My worst, I don't know if you guys have noticed, and maybe I'm going to get off the lawn, guys, because now I just turned 40. But I've been watching these guys play with no mouthpiece dangling from – I don't know who thought it was cool to have a mouthpiece dangling, but there's a reason you have a mouthpiece, and these guys are going to lose some teeth or something, man. Please put out a PSA. And just some housekeeping real quick. Man, you said it the best about Barry Melrose. I'm not the biggest hockey fan, but he always made hockey highlights exciting, man. So I just wanted to share that with you guys.
Good.
Thank you for always taking my call. You guys have a wonderful day, man. Salute the commander.
All right. How about James becoming a dad right before our very eyes?
That's great.
Hadn't heard from him in a long time. I always get nervous, you know. You just hope everybody's doing well. Maybe you get a different job or different hours. Or maybe, you know, some of our listeners actually get a job. Or they get out of the house, that, you know, that they're now healthier. Yes, Marv.
If I never saw that look in with James Virginia, I just would have said Black Dads Unite. But yeah, like, oh, man, all right. Happy Black History Month, brother.
Well, but no, when the video came up and it's James in Virginia and two black guys with him, and Marvin's like, all right. And then all of a sudden James starts talking and Marvin's face is like, James is white.
Hey, Marvin's face, everybody's face.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Whoa, what?
Yeah, but Marvin had been taking phone calls from James all this time.
I told my wife, I was like, there's a couple black calls, Jeff in Detroit, James in Virginia. I was like, yeah, a little diversity. I said, all right, DP.
It's cut in half.
Yeah, I was like,
we got Jeff in Detroit.
I was like, damn, all right.
What?
Man, yeah. I just love it so much because we're not making fun because that's how he talks. I love James in Virginia.
And Jeff in Detroit, we have confirmation that he is black.
Yeah. Correct, yes. Yes. In person, yes, he is black.
Hey, fellas, it's me, James.
I know he's whispering.
Just calling in to say, on baby watch, salute the commanders. Man, I'll tell you.
That was hilarious.
You know what? When the baby goes down to take a nap, like you don't want the
You're
phone.
You're tiptoeing
around.
You don't
want anything.
No creaky floors.
Yes, yes. All of a sudden, you know, somebody knocks on the ching, ching. And then all of a sudden, baby stirs a little bit. And you're like, shh, shh,
shh. Like, randomly the doorbell rings when it never does. You're like, oh, damn it. God.
There's wind, you know, wind chimes and stuff. Ambulance goes by.
Dog barks. Would you stop it?
Yeah.
Stop barking.
And you would give anything for that child to just go back to sleep. Like, I'd pay $1,000. Just go back to sleep. Go back to sleep. Sleep. Go to sleep. And then, you know, you walk out, and it's like, shh, shh. Or, you know, the cat, you step on the cat's tail or something. Like, you sleep. All right, our good buddy Ross Tucker will join us in the final hour of the program. Paulie has an update on wearing a mouthpiece in the NFL. You do see that more and more. A lot of the receivers have those mouthpieces hanging out. Final hour this Monday coming up.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
With every CBD product claiming to do something different, it's nearly impossible to decide what's best for you. Lazarus Naturals pioneered the farm-to-front-door model of transparency where they handle each step of the production process to ensure quality, potency, and consistency. Scannable labels allow you to see the test results of your hemp batch so you can be confident in the safety and quality. Visit LazarusNaturals.com today. Lazarus Naturals, committed to improving your life as well as the world around you. Not available in Idaho, Iowa, or South Dakota.